As the gunslinger drew it in, he remembered touching the whore's pubic curls and was shocked to remember now what he had remembered then, as his fingers slid toward her slicky sweet cleft. Being fresh out of his baby's bath, with his mother's hands upon him. He began to grow hard, and Roland fled that room in fear. 6. There was no more red to light his way now, only the eldritch blue glow of the windows, glass eyes that were alive, glass eyes that looked upon the gunless intruder. Outside the dark tower, the roses of Can Can No Re had closed for another day. Part of his mind marveled that he should be here at all, that he had one by one surmounted the obstacles placed in his path, as dreadfully single-minded as ever. "I'm like one of the old people's robots," he thought, "one that will either accomplish the task for which it has been made, or beat itself to death trying." Another part of him was not surprised at all, however. This was the part that dreamed as the beams themselves must, and this darker self thought again of the horn that had fallen from Cuthbert's fingers. Cuthbert, who had gone to his death laughing. The horn that might to this very day lie where it had fallen on the rocky slope of Jericho Hill. "And of course I've seen these rooms before. They're telling my life, after all." Indeed they were. Floor by floor and tale by tale, not to mention death by death, the rising rooms of the Dark Tower recounted Roland Deschain's life and quest. Each held its memento, each its signature aroma. Many times, there was more than a single floor devoted to a single year, but there was always at least one. And after the 38th room, which is 19 doubled, do you not see it, he wished to look no more. This one contained the charred stake to which Susan Delgado had been bound.